O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Romans 14, verses 5 through 12. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to All Hail King Jesus by Jeremy Riddle, Peter Mattis, Rand Jackson, and Stephanie Gretzinger. The first verse begins hushed, focusing on the moment of Christ's death, when all seemed lost. Then, gradually, the dynamics build and the vocalist's range moves higher. Light seems to flood the situation and the resurrection of Jesus becomes real. The chorus is a powerful call to bow before the Savior of the world.
Went out when death had claimed its victory. Romans 14, verses 5 through 12. One person esteems one day is better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, "As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God." So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Comparison and judgment are things that the church really struggles with today. And in our text, we observe that these struggles are 2,000 years old. According to the Westminster Confession, there are some circumstances which are to be ordered by the light of nature and Christian prudence, according to the general rules of the word. The specific circumstances stated in the confession are concerning the worship of God and the government of the church. But I think we can stretch the principle to include things which the Bible doesn't directly talk about or that don't contradict other biblical values or principles. Later in the confession, this biblical principle is laid out quite clearly when we read, "God alone is Lord of the conscience." This means that we shouldn't allow extra biblical rules, traditions, or someone else's personal convictions, even if they're not inherently contrary, but simply additional to God's word, to become doctrines and commandments for us. And there are a whole host of issues that fall under this. Matters of food and drink, of appropriate clothing, of media consumption. We don't get to add to God's word or judge people by standards that we have constructed. As John Chrysostom writes, "We are not to judge a person who is not our servant, but God's. It is up to God to decide what to do with them." So does that mean that we just boldly declare to one another, "Only God can judge me," and proceed to do whatever we want? No, not exactly. For we are to balance the radical and life-giving freedom that is ours in Christ with the reality of verses 7 and 8. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. Charles Hodge writes, "We should remember that living or dying, we are the Lord's. This imposes the obligation to observe his will and seek his glory." And what is his will? That we show love for one another, that we follow Jesus' example in washing one another's feet, that we have the mind of Christ, looking not only to our own interests, but also to the interests of others. The law that we follow is the law of love, where we seek to serve one another and outdo one another in showing honor. So we don't necessarily have clear commandments about what the exact right course is in every situation. We need the light of nature, Christian prudence, and the general principles of the word. But we do know that in every situation, we are to show love, honor, and care for one another as we seek the glory of God. Let's close with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. O God, because without you we are not able to please you, Mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.